Welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I'm here joined by Rexton Lotus Justice. She has to make some kind of a emergency broadcast here today, and we're going to be sharing that on our platform, Social 1776, Anti-Deep State Party, and various others. Anyways, go ahead, Rexton. Take it away.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to do this. I got some interesting stuff going on. I just want to make this declaration for everybody out there who don't know the history of everything that I've done. What I've done and what my wife and I have done, but with, you know, my knowledge in the law and her being learned in, learning in the law, and definitely being more learned than most people, constantly learning every day. But when I met my wife and found out basically that not only were they trafficking adults, but they were trafficking human babies through the prison industrial complex and got into the foray of CPS, we executed what's called the title of it is Personal Treaty to Establish the Trust of the Great Republic of America. This was enacted by my wife and myself. Her name under this document, she has been deemed the title Augusta Ray. I am deemed the title Rexton Lotus. This was executed on 1/9/16. And in this document is where we lawfully expatriate from the corporate fictions of the United States Corporation Company, which is known to you all as the federal corporation housed in the District of Columbia, that is described in 28 subsection 300215, and its subsidiary states of X, which are all the corporate states, which are managed by esquires for the bar under titles of nobility, which by the law and the lawful passage of the 13th Title of Nobility Amendment, circa 1809, which I have proven the passage of in two cases, but the most recent case is 185369 with the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia District Circuit. That's where they actually accepted its passage. In this document, I want to make it very clear that we created a land trust. And what we have done is, pursuant to the language, we expatriated the legal fictions ad infinito and thus conveyed our living trust, estates, and chattels into the law of the land and its organic land law and living instruments and trust. Now, I did this because what you have running around in the world, folks, is people trying to control the land and the value of the land. That's what you are. You are vessels of land walking that they have titled as in land patents with your certificate of live birth, which is a bill of lading. And then they have used the land that you're walking in to commoditize it with the two other various required negotiable instruments of law to give it a value, and then try to run their governments on the value of all the lands of the world, including the people walking in the land. That the only person who owns the land is Goddess. No one here owns anything here except the words coming out of your mouth. So the history of the world has been these states of men, I call them false kings of Hermon, trying to control the land and control the value of the land and the instruments of trust. So what my wife and I did is we conveyed those values into the law itself and into the land as in a trust instrument. And in that, there's no capacity for any one group of people to cash in the value or to control the value or abrogate the value or hypothecate the value. And in fact, in this document, we see we aver and attest that those legal fictions may longer operate as abrogators, subrogators, hypothecators, executors, administrators, trustees, etc., for the lawful executors of beneficiaries and creditors. That's what all of us are. So in our document, we pulled our family, myself, my wife, and our two children, Mara Marie Roll and Clayton Michael Bates, who both have been kidnapped and trafficked by the state. We know where Mara Marie Roll lives and where she's, you know, at in the world. We do not know where our son, Clayton Michael Bates, is. He was kidnapped and disappeared. In this, we made those who commit crimes against us in violation of the laws of equity and our criminal acts to be the executors of their own torts, as their masters, as indemnifiers, are also deemed executors of torts. So anybody acting in fraud and their masters up into infinity, the principalities on high, who are masters of these people who affect torts and or crimes against the land and the living trust of the land, including all the people of the world, are considered executors of Santor, which means they are the executors of their own crimes, and whereby remedy and relief for such torts and trespasses shall be paid to the Great Republic of America, conferred, which is the trust we created, in offsets and adjustments by the executives on tort. So there's not even going to be any money conveyed here, folks. The crimes will merely move the value of the land from the control of the corporate criminal fictions running the world right now in overlay, the banking crime criminals, the oligarchs, the principalities on high that think they own things by control under repression, tyranny, and despotism of the actual people of the land. Thus, those values merely will be moved to a new account that is bound by the law. So the reason why, and same for the criminal actions, and I say in here, whereby any criminal actions by the servants of the said legal fiction shall be judged by the common law and the law of the land of the Great Republic of America, the Constitution of the United States of America as amended in 1810, which means that no title of nobility holders will have anything to do within the power trust or positions of power trust or authority in the abrogation of crimes or the control of the land itself once these accounts are moved. So the reason why I'm saying this is there are people out there that are trying to, let's say, undermine my works, and that will not be undermined. I don't care who you are. The value of the land that is now being controlled by some very criminal and heretical people will, if the law is corrected, and if they don't correct the law, folks, then you just live in hell, basically, because this is what the law mandates, that these criminals who are running these oligarchical states, this false heresy of the ecclesiastic and monarchical law remnants of Babylonian slave trade, will surrender their control of these estates, or they will be running the world in criminality. They're openly criminals as it is. No one will control the law or control the value of the land but the law of the land itself. The people are transient, remember. Everyone here is a transient entity. We live for a short period of time. We rise and fall our civilizations. We create things. They get destroyed. The land belongs to Goddess. Everything is in the dominion of Goddess. Okay? Nothing belongs to humanity. Nothing. We are transient. So what I have done is I have created a true law trust that all of the value of all of the works that I have done, the value of my sustakevi, the value of my wife and our children's sustakevi, which pursuant to our CUSIP numbers are in the billions, are not going to be cashed out for anyone to use. They are already been dedicated to be used for the benefit of all the free people of the land. And that's what their use is for. If I die before that is fulfilled, that is our wish that was set aside by a treaty between my wife and I, and we speak for our children as their executors. They are to be held in, it says right here, that our estates and chattels, Syria Hereditas, shall be held in perfect usufructory trust by the Great Republic of America. Okay, for the purposes of the people. These are not for the purposes of any states of men or groups of men or anything. So basically what I've done is I've undermined their ability to take what is God's and to use it, for men to use it for their purposes without the constructs of some form of law guiding their every move and their every use of it. So I just wanted to make it clear that there will be no cashing out of things. There will be no payout to crash the international sustake. Okay, there will repository trust that we have. It will not be a sustake anymore. It will just be a repository trust, a true repository trust, where the value of the land and the land you walk in is yours to use, to to use, but as far as the acclimation of wealth, that's not what it's for. There's not going to be people going and cashing out the value of their CUSIP for billions of dollars and walking around the street acting like they're billionaires. That's not what it's for. It's for people to use the land as it is meant to be in usufructuary for the benefit of everybody. So just want to make that real clear. I did not set up our trust for the purposes of my wife and I or anybody else thinking they act on my behalf without my authority, going around and cashing things out and calling themselves rich. That's not what it's for. We set it up so that whatever we went through, whatever we've been put through, whatever we've been going through and made to go through, including our children, that the value of those torts, the value of our estates and chattels are for all the people of the land of this entire world. And here's the deal. In the claiming of that and in the proving of them defrauding, one person, this is the thing about Christ, says, one person, you prove that a sus decay trust is defrauded one time by their trustees and the entire sus decay crashes. I can prove that they have defrauded it. I've already laid lien on the fact that they defrauded it. So it isn't a matter of whether the trustees should be removed. It's a matter of when. By law, they're required to be removed. So the lawlessness that has been brought upon us by the titles of nobility, by the priests, the doctors, and the esquires who are designated as titled nobility holders by the king's precedent of tables and Blackstone's commentaries for the laws of England, either by edict, by statute, or by ancient and accepted practices. Those people are not supposed to be controlling anything related to the value of the usufructuary or how it's used or doing anything except to be servants to the beneficiaries and priority creditors. And that's what needs to happen. So, just want to make it clear. I am not authorizing anybody to use my value of my estate, chattels, and trusts or my wife's or my children's for their personal use without my authority. Anyone making efforts to cash those out or to trade those in or to operate against their value without our authority or my specific authority are criminals and frauds. That's no different than the existing system that we have right now, which I find heretical. I actually did what I did in the law because I will not have lawless, heretical people use my name, my estate, chattels, and values, the value of the land I walk in that God gave me to use and speak through, okay, and be of. I will not let heretical states of men use some hypothecated value of it to affect wars, to war upon children and women, and to create despotism and tyranny and oppression and slavery and lawlessness and poverty and homelessness. I will not let that be used for those purposes. So my estates and chattels are designated. Anybody who wants to be part of that, join the fight. You would be a national of the Great Republic of America, but I just want to make it clear. I give no one the authority to cash in the value of my estate, chattels, or estates. They are designated for the use of the Great Republic of America, and nobody has been given the authority to operate on my behalf or in my name to alter any of the designated means in which those values are to be used. And again, offsets and adjustments, folks. Nothing should change in the way that I have structured this correction of the law. I'm not here to destroy the law. I am here to cure it. Okay? I'm here to cure it. I'm not here to destroy the law. I'm here to cure it. So anybody who is operating or think that they're speaking on my behalf without my direct authority and written consent are operating fraudulently and do not have my authority to do that. So that was the declaration I wanted to make today, and I wanted to make it very clear. There is a treaty that designates how all of the value of my works are to be used. And there's another instrument called the Lotus Notice that affirms this as well that is available somewhere. That's a very interesting document that was created, I believe, in 2014. So that's what I needed to say this morning, Daniel, and I really appreciate you letting me do that. I hope if everybody would please Daniel, hopefully you'll be able to put this on a public platform so this declaration can be made. But the Great Republic of America is a land trust bounded by the common law. And that is where all of the value of all the claims that and the values of my wife's and I estates and chattels shall be. Now, there's a trustee that has already been designated for that, and that is the tribe trust. I am the executor of that. Again, there is nothing that is to be modified at this point in time from my written word and my designated authority by anybody. I've talked to my wife about this. She's learning the law. We are both in concurrence. This is what we set up, and this is how it shall be. So anybody who has put or plans to put or is trying to put any documents into the banking realm to do anything other than that, those are fraudulent acts, and those are not lawful in what they're doing. So thank you very much for giving me the time, Daniel. If you have anything you want to add to that?
I'm here. I just had you on mute there because of baby and noises in the background here. But, this land trust is a pretty interesting subject, and what I'd like to do is maybe put some hashtags and stuff like that. And there's a guy, we talked about this guy before. His name's Russell J. Gould, who's also claiming to be the postmaster, of the United States, basically. And just wondering, what are your thoughts on that, on the Russell J. Gould thing? Have you heard anything about that besides what I've talked to you about?
No, I haven't heard anything. Of course, if I was on the outside, I would research it. I mean, he's, these people there's a lot of people professing to be a lot of things. There's some woman up in Canada that says she's the true queen of something. Titles are irrelevant. I don't care. The whole world is operating under a repository trust law, okay? That the whole world is. It has been for a very long time. Repository trust has to do, the key is bound by the law and law of equity.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Trust. So it's about trust law. It has nothing to do with the instruments of, quote, the overseeing government trusteeship that's under them. If this guy's really a postmaster, then he's considered the international postmaster. He's an editorial officer that would be keeping track of records and stuff. Is he doing that? I don't know. Does he know how? I don't know. But he's not designated that by me. In my, I have my own trust. I have my own. We've created the Great Republic Trust. We've created another corporate trust instrument called the Tribe Trust, which is the trustee for the Great Republic of America, and all of the proceeds. Who will audit anybody operating on behalf of the Great Republic of America? Be these corporate states. So basically, what I've done is I've just basically created a lawful instrument that can audit the corporate instrument, which is what's been missing forever. Okay, so I created a supersedeus law trust, land trust, that will be the managers of the quote trustees, whoever they are. So,
thank you for using GTL.
There you go, folks. Don't know if Rexton will be calling back in or not, but I'm definitely looking forward to putting this podcast out there and the information for our audience. Sorry for the baby in the background if you hear a little bit of crying. She just likes that attention. Of course they do. But, if you guys have any questions for Rexton Lotus Justice Monica Greer, please feel free to leave your comments. Okay, I guess we have a call. She's calling back.
Lotus.
Inmate at the Franklin County Corrections 2. To accept this call, press 0. To refuse this call, your current balance is $19.06. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
So are you still on?
Yes, you are, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let me see if I can try to explain this to people, and we'll go biblical on it. Christ had a temple. The temple that he threw the money changers out of was an old temple that the Republic of Roma the Republic of Rome had created, that the brothers Romulus and Remus, as demigod sons, excuse me, of Mars, had created. Okay, the temple that they created in the killing of the king of the Sabines. I can't remember if it was Romulus or Remus who was still alive. Forgive me. I think it was Romulus. Killed the king of the Sabines and in a 1-to-1 combat. Instead of going to war, instead of all the Roman men who followed the goddess Roma, who's the god of the dead, truly, they created Rome under the goddess Roma. They dedicated their lives to freedom. These were all slaves that had freed themselves under the ongoing just way of the world at the time. People were enslaved on a regular basis. They had freed themselves, created the Republic of Rome. The king of the Sabines didn't like some stuff they did in one of their festivals of fertility, which was on February 15th, and he declared war upon Rome. And instead of all the men of the Sabines and all the men of Rome going to war, the head of Rome, Romulus, fought the king of the Sabines, and he beat him. And he nailed his chest plate to a tree and carried it up to the top of the high 8th Capitolina Hill, which is the central temple of the pagan faith that they had, which is Zoroastrian in its construct. The central temple was the temple of the moon. And he threw the breastplate upon that, and he declared it spoila opima, the spoils of war. And he declared that the spoils of war shall always be within the public treasury for the people's use. Okay, that is the Republic of Rome. Along comes the Empire of Rome, who is an overlay of the Roman Republic, and it starts doing things called parens patriae, where it starts issuing private money coined with Caesar's face off of the public treasury. Same thing we have with the Federal Reserve notes being issued off the public treasury of the United States of America. So the Federal Reserve note issuing Federal Reserve notes under the, quote, United Corporate State, a corporate overlay in parens patriae, issuing money off of the public spoila opima of the United States of America, de jure instrument treasury, okay, of the land. So we have no difference between what Christ was railing against and what we are railing against right now. It is the exact same banking structure. You had the Republic of Rome issuing private coinage with the face of Caesar upon it in parens patriae within the Temple of the Moon. They were the money changer for issuing this private coin in the temple that was designated by the founders of Rome to be the public spoila opima temple. Okay, same thing. So over the years, this who is on top of the temple, the land temple, changes. It's Rome, then it's the Roman Empire, then it's the Holy Roman Empire, then it's the Holy, you know, then it's the Catholic Church, you know, then it. So right now you have the Catholic Church in overlay as the king of the world, self-professed, with all his titled nobility agents operating in trusteeship in spoila opima over the temple of the land, which is, operating in parens patriae over the temple of the land, which is supposed to be the people's temple of public treasury. The land, the usufructory and the republic trust law, the repository trust laws are founded upon the construct that everybody has equitable rights to everything that God created, all the land, all the buildings, all the trees, all the cars, anything made from land. We all have equitable rights as a public, as public property, the pavement, everything, folks, and that we are only allowed to operate and declare things of our use independently that we create independently as bounty, as farmers. But then you have to pay a tithe to God, okay? That's the constructs of tithe. So we're allowed to operate and claim the bounty that we produce by our own hands as bounty and use it for our personal use and gain. everything else, the land you grow those apples and wheat on, that ain't yours. You are the landlord. You are the husband of it, but it is God's when you die and 1,000 years from now when there's a different reality and a different construct and a different overseeing government. But the fact of the matter is this overseeing trusteeship, these people up in parents patriae, parents patriae means the parent of the state as parent. The state as parent is not your master. The people of the land are the master of it. And it has been reversed for a very long time. And the overseers, the trustees that are supposed to be responsible for properly managing the lands on the behalf and for the benefit of the people who are made of the land and from the land are where the criminality lies. So what I did is I created a land trust, okay, a land trust that returns the control of the trusteeship back to the spoila apima of the land. And I declared all of my allodial estates on my wife's and her children's as to be, now they have the right when they get older to direct theirs in other places, but I created an instrument called the Great Republic of America, which is a land repository trust. Okay. That controls the trusteeship. We have never had the trusteeship to be controlled by the instruments of the land. So what I did when I leaned my instruments is I moved the spoila pima of the law of the land out from under the parents patriae. They don't have a grant of law right now, folks. They're doing what they want to do in their fictions that they've created, a fifth jurisdictional law that is not bound by any construct. The Habana Acts were never passed by the Senate. They're not a lawful construct. They have these special maritime jurisdiction that they're operating in, which is fine when you're operating in outside of nations or outside of nation states, and then those are bound by international agreement and treaty. But that law is being exercised on the land all over the world, and they're not paying attention to the law of the land of the people that that are in trusteeship. So when it comes to people who say that they are this position of this power and authority, not my construct, so I don't care what the guy says. I don't care about this queen of Canada or anything. I know that my instruments are lawful and bound by negotiable instrument law. I know that my instruments conform to repository trust law and law of equity. I know that what I have set up complies with even the legal construct. Nothing needs to change in the construct of international banking or the manner in which all the states, with the individual nation states of this realm, are governed, except that their banking structure and their overseeing trustees now have to comply with the law of the land and have to be audited and are accountable. They are not going to be allowed, if the law is affirmed, they are not going to be allowed to bankrupt the people anymore by their criminality and then lay the debts upon to their children and put their children into bond slavery, which is what they've done. So imagine that since Christ, we've had an ongoing situation where the trustees of the land who stole the temple and have lied and seized it criminally have been constantly eating off of the people's treasury, doing what they want with it in the name of individual men, kings, women, and whoever, emperors, and then bankrupting the people and then saying, oh, the people are the ones who owe the value of the debt of my works, so I'm going to enslave you to do my bidding because I spent all of your money. And that's what they've done. So the reason why your children are in bond slavery and debt slavery is because your trustees have mismanaged your money, and they are going after your children who haven't even been born yet to pay for their mismanagement. And the reason why that mismanagement has been allowed is because they have never been audited. They have never had any law that they're bound by that as of yet. And yet now, with the way I have it structured, they are bound by the negotiable instrument laws and the Constitution for the United States of America with its 13th de jure titles of nobility amendment, which puts these trustees as subjects to the trust. Not the masters, they are your servants, folks. These judges, these special agents of state with licensures, these priests, these doctors, they are your servants. They are not your masters. They are not supposed to be telling us how to live, what to do, how to spend our money, and who gets benefits and who doesn't. That's not their job. Their job is to execute the trusteeship, not be the masters of it. So these people running around saying who they are, they're gods of their own temple, okay? At least the temple that I've created is founded in the law, and it's founded in the Ghost Management Law, and I've made it so all they have to do is literally move the trust, move the value of the trust in offsets and adjustments into the new instrument of trust that I created, the Great Republic of America. And nothing else changes as far as the basic structure and the things that people do on a daily basis. The banking doesn't change. What does change is people start getting direct benefits. They are allowed to access their Jubilee and their sus to K values there, but that you don't get to go cash them out and go buy an island. That's not how it works. So these men and women who have been trying to get what they think is my value, people who think that they are owed a true monetary value for things which are owned by God, is heretical. You are allowed the use of this land. Okay, that's what you're allowed. You were given time, a mouth, and free will. That's what you were given. Pretty much other than that, you own nothing. Okay? And what you do with that time, your mouth, and your free will is supposed to be making heaven on earth. Anybody who professes to own anything other than those three things, okay, are really not enlightened. Okay? So I don't know anything about this guy. The purpose of the U.S. Postmaster is to be a notary for the conveyance of instruments of negotiation and mail and communication. That is what the purpose of a postal notary is. And the postmaster really has no power other than to be the overseer of those particular laws. So the postmaster has no power to affect banking or to change banking law or anything like that. He's just basically a glorified notary, and in charge of making sure that that notarial system is operating within the repository trust law, the law of equity, and the statutes and codes of the regions. So who this guy is, don't know him, don't know if he knows his job pursuant to what he's claiming to be. So that would be my answer on that. But in my construct, in the Great Republic of America, he's nothing. And I'm going to tell, there's also something else I should probably say. If I find, I actually have a Solicitor General for the Great Republic of America. His name is Bill Elwood. If I find out that Bill Elwood is trying to defraud my wishes against my will, trying to usurp my will, trying to affect any type of banking coup or undermine the repository trusts of the world, he is removed from that position and no longer speaks for me or anybody else for that matter, and I would deem him a criminal. And anybody working with him on behalf to do those things for the purposes of just gaining a large volume of money that could be depreciated in a day based on banking rules is not operating on my behalf. The point of what I did is to just change the law and morph the law, not to cause a banking crash. Okay? Again, I'm not here to destroy the law. I'm here to cure the law. So, you know, again, I know that there's some woman in Canada making professions about who she is. These people may truly be who they say they are. How they don't serve my realm, so they are not connected in any way, shape, or form to the Great Republic of America trust that I've created. That all of the torts, trespass, that all the value of all the crimes, and trespasses and crimes that have been affected against me and my family are to be conveyed in offsets and adjustments and put into this trust. And this is in the billions, folks, the hundreds of billions of dollars that, if the law is cured properly, that this will go into. That's for the benefit of all the free people of the land. It's not for the benefit of any one person, any one group, any one country. It's for the benefit of everybody. And so that's where I'm pulling things. And when that gets cured, everybody's value is to be directly conveyed to them as a Jubilee, as a priority and creditors of that land trust. So it's a simple move. We'll see if the people of the world are smart enough to figure it out. But all the instruments of law are there to make this happen and for it to be seamless and for us to start bringing these heretical principalities on high to the law. And again, the common law. They're not going to be judged. under statutes and codes and get off, and they're going to be judged under equity and common law, where everyone is the same, and if you are rich, it doesn't matter. If you're poor or rich has no relevance in equity and law. Everyone is equitable in law. So you commit a crime and you're a king, you get treated the same way as the little schmuck on the street. You're a senator, you're a president, you're this, you're that, you get treated the same way as you did the poor people you put in jail for their little minor crimes. So no one is above the law in the way it's set up. So let's hope it happens. I just want to, you know, some things have been happening on the back burner that I'm not completely aware of, but I don't like the way it's looking, and I don't like the fact that that they're trying to approach my wife to do things that my wife has learned in the law of this, and she knows better than to be manipulated. So I don't know if they approached her thinking that she's stupid and doesn't know what's going on, or would do this. But my wife is quite aware of how we set things up, and she would not do anything to undermine our agreements and our treaty. And she also knows that she has no authority. I'm not incompetent to operate on my behalf without my consent. It doesn't matter if I've given her a power of authority, a power of attorney. She has a power of attorneys do things on my behalf that I tell her to do. She does not have the authority to do things on my behalf, because I'm stuck in here on the outs, that I don't convey her right to do. I'm not sure how people don't understand that, but I'm not incompetent. I will not be undermined. My wishes will not be undermined, and people can stop approaching my wife, asking her to do things and usurp my will without my knowing what's going on. That's not going to happen. So we have worked for a very long time. I have worked for a very long time to make this happen, and I won't be undermined by people who are just trying to steal the spoiler of Pima for themselves. That will not happen. So that's what I have to say. Again, thank you for your time. You got any more questions? I'll try to address them.
Well, we only have a few minutes here, but what actually got you into doing this from the very beginning? What was the seed that was planted that interest you into learning about this law stuff?
I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies. I've never liked bullies. My whole life I've been, even when I was a kid in grade school, I was a tomboy, and I had muscles and stuff, and my best friends were the big muscle dudes, and we would hang out, some of my best friends. But there was always this one or two guys in the class that, like, beat on little girls. I know that everyone ran into these people. And they were cowards usually, and the young girls would run to me and go, "Hey, we need your help. Bobby's being mean to us." And so I was like the equalizer in grade school. And I've never liked bullies. And I've found that the biggest bully of all is the government. And, you know, the older I get, the who's your bully just changes. In grade school, when you go to school, you have the bullies at school. My parents were both civil servants. My dad was in law enforcement. He used to tell me, he was very hard on us at home, because he said, "Look, when you have to learn how to behave in the home, because something will happen out in the world, and there are bigger, meaner, badder people out in the world. People, governments, cops, who don't love you, don't care about you, and have more power than I do, and I can't protect you." So, that to me. So then he points us to outside the family unit and says, there are people out there that are bullies that can hurt you badly. So you have to learn. So then I start looking to the outside world, as I grow up, and I start looking further and further and deeper into the systems of government, and realize there's this really ugly kernel of heresy that is bullying the whole world and eating the value of the land, and eating people, and hurting children, and hurting women and men, and affecting wars for their own personal designs, and so imagine this: you go make a war so that you can through force, power, and threat, and war and death, take over the land and call yourselves the king of the land, the king of Hermon.
You have 1 minute remaining.
What got me into this is my whole life is I hate bullies, and I will not surrender to bullies. I will not surrender to people who think that they can control me or control my free will or control what I do with the gifts that God gave me that are solely mine. They were granted to me upon my incarnation. My flesh, the value of it, my mouth, my name will not be used for bullies to tyrannize this world. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you think you're my friend. I don't care who people think they're operating behalf. I am the manifester of my good, and everyone has that power and that right under the law. And no one speaks for me. I am the manifester of my good, and my good says bullies need to go. End of story. Governments, kings, false kings, they all need to go. So that's how it started for me. So hopefully you guys have a good day. Namaste. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for giving me the time to correct this this for the record. Please make sure this gets proliferated. I am not here to destroy the law. I am here to cure it. I am here to cure it.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, there you go. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us here on Social 1776, Studio 1776, Anti-Deep State Party, Anti-Illuminati Party, Anti-New World Order Party, JesusChristParty.com. And again, check out Social1776TV.com if you're interested in posting independent videos on an independent platform that's not controlled by big tech. Join us over there at social1776.com and social76tv.com. Until next time, thank you guys for joining us here. My name is Daniel Leach, co-founder and founder of the social1776.com.